Coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. A Korean spacecraft now orbiting the moon, and we have some very much related K-pop music. That's Korean pop music, yes. All that and more coming up on the Space Show. The moon is 400,000 kilometres from Earth. There are several methods of travelling there. With a large amount of rocket energy, you can get there in several hours. In 2006, the New Horizons spacecraft passed the moon in 9 hours, having departed the Earth on a solar escape trajectory at 16.26 kilometres per second. That is 58,536 kilometres per hour. Which was fine, because New Horizons was headed out to Pluto and beyond. In the words of Mission Principal Investigator Alan Stern, speaking here in Melbourne,
in order to make New Horizons fly fast, we had to do two things. One was we had to build a small, compact spacecraft that was very light, and then we bought the largest launch vehicle anybody would sell us. The most powerful launch vehicle in the U.S. inventory then was called the Atlas V. And not only did we buy the biggest vehicle, we bought it with every tricked out option that's available. You have no idea how much fun this was for me and the team that got to do this, because all of us were like, we get every upgrade. We get all the solid rocket motors. We get the bonus third stage. We get the lightweight nose cone. We get all that. And if you take a very large rocket and max it out on performance, and then you put this little spacecraft on top, it's really hard to describe. The nose cone on this rocket is large enough to launch school bus-sized satellites like the Hubble. And we put something the size of this desk in it. So more or less, we took this massively powerful rocket, and we launched it more or less empty, which makes it really accelerate and get to very high speed. So New Horizons became the fastest spacecraft ever launched that day. It was moving so fast that we got to the orbit of the moon in 9 hours. By comparison, Apollo missions that launched at 25,000 miles an hour, that's not slow, took 3 days to do that. We did it in 9 hours. We launched at 2 p.m., and by 11 p.m., we had passed the orbit of the moon.
Well, that was good for Alan Stern and his New Horizons Pluto mission. But not very good for a lunar mission. Why, you ask? Because you would also need a very energetic rocket to slow down upon arrival. Otherwise, it would be crash. As Alan said, the Apollo missions took 3 days to get to the moon and had modest rocket energy to slow themselves down. Likewise, the recent Artemis 1 mission took 3 days. Then there is the scenic route to the moon, one that takes you out well beyond the moon, then uses gravity to pull you back and eases you gently into lunar orbit. Very little rocket energy is needed, but it can take several months before you arrive. The KPLO, or Korea Pathfinder Lunar Orbiter, was launched in August this year and was last week captured into lunar orbit. Journey time, 135 days. Now, KPLO was the official name of the Korea Lunar Probe until the name Danuri was decided through a public contest 3 months before launch. The new name was announced on May the 23rd by Korea's Ministry of Science and ICT. The name Danuri is a combination of the pure Korean words Dao, which is moon, and Nuri in Nurida, meaning to enjoy the moon to the fullest. A total of 62,719 applications were received for the naming contest, which was held from January the 28th to February the 28th this year. After launch, the spacecraft navigated from Earth to the Moon for about 4.5 months. Tracking was done by Korea in cooperation with NASA. It entered a circular orbit 100 kilometers above the Moon this month. Well, actually, it was an elliptical orbit, which will become circular in a couple of days' time. Now in orbit, the Danuri probe will conduct lunar observation and science and technology missions with 6 payloads for 1 year in lunar orbit. That'll be from January to December next year. The Danuri lunar probe carries 6 payloads, as we said, and includes a high-resolution camera and a magnetic field measuring instrument. Additionally, Space Internet Technology Verification, or MOA, will not only support Korea's future lunar probes in their successful missions, but will also continue to challenge Koreans to become a space power. Danuri was launched on August the 5th at around 8:08 a.m. Korea time from the Space Force base at Cape Canaveral, Florida, by a Falcon 9 rocket. Danuri separated from the launch vehicle about 40 minutes after launch at an altitude of 703 kilometers. The first contact was made with the ground station about 92 minutes after launch. This confirmed that it had successfully entered the lunar transit orbit and the craft was operating normally. A payload of Danuri, the magnetic field measuring instrument, succeeded in observing the boundary of the Earth's magnetic field about 5 hours after liftoff. As a boundary formed by the Earth's magnetic field, it is an important protective barrier that blocks strong cosmic rays and solar wind from space to create an environment in which life on Earth can live. It is meaningful in that the existing magnetospheric interface was directly observed with the Danuri. The observation results also included the bow shock wave. That's a shock wave generated when the solar wind collides with the magnetosphere. The research team observed the magnetosphere interface, where the magnetic field strength begins to decrease, and the bow shock wave point, where the magnetic field strength is maintained immediately after the decline. Well, Danuri next flew past the moon and moved toward a point where the sun's and Earth's gravity balances. This minimized fuel consumption, and it operated its thrusters around September the 2nd to adjust the direction of motion. Now, starting next month, 100 kilometers above the moon, Danuri will search for potential lunar landing sites and carry out lunar science research. This includes surface mineral analysis, magnetic field and radiation observation, space internet technology verification, and other tasks. Now, Danuri is equipped with 6 payloads. 5 scientific payloads were directly developed by Korean domestic research institutes and academia, and a 6th payload by NASA. The NASA instrument is called ShadowCam. The ShadowCam will be used to take detailed pictures of the moon's surface to find the landing point for the Artemis project, where mankind builds a manned base on the moon. To track Danuri, Korea built a large deep space communication antenna with a diameter of 35 meters. Now, that size is essential for deep space communication. On August the 25th, Danuri took a picture of the Earth and Moon from a distance of 1.24 million kilometers using its high-resolution camera called LUTI, L-U-T-I. This was taken to check the camera function at a distance of more than 12,000 times the design shooting distance of 100 kilometers. The mission purpose of the high-resolution camera is to take photos of the moon from an altitude of 100 kilometers. The Koreans consider this picture is of great significance in that it is the first photo taken outside the Earth's gravitational field by Korea. On September the 27th, Deneri flew to the farthest distance from Earth. That's 1,548,272 kilometres. And yes, they did count them all. This set a Korean communications record because it's 2,600 times further than the low orbit altitude communications with satellites at 600 kilometres above the Earth, and 640 times further than a geostationary satellite communicating at 36,000 kilometres above the Earth. In August, Deneri caused a sensation in Korea that went almost unnoticed here in Australia when it succeeded in playing and sending saved photos and a music video by the K-pop band BTS. The Korea Electronics and Telecommunications Research Institute received the BTS music video from Deneri. This was part of a test of the space internet payload on Deneri. It succeeded in transmitting video and photo data to Earth twice, on August the 25th and October the 28th. For the August 25 test, the distance from the Earth was 1.21 million kilometres, and on October the 28th, Deneri was 1.28 million kilometres from Earth. Now, this was more than three times longer than the communications distance of about 380,000 kilometres that the payload had been designed for. Now, first of all, on August the 25th, the engineer succeeded in transmitting BTS's Dynamite music video and panoramic photos of the Korea Electronics and Telecommunications Research Institute. Now, these had been stored aboard Deneri before launch. Dynamite is a song recorded by South Korean septet boy band BTS. It had been released on 2020, August the 21st, through Big Hit Entertainment and Sony Music Entertainment. It is the band's first song fully recorded in English. Now, BTS translates to the Korean phrase Bangtan Sonyeon Dan, or the Bangtan Boys. In English, this directly translates to bulletproof scouts. It means to block out stereotypes, criticisms, and expectations that aim at adolescents like bullets to preserve the values and ideal of today's adolescents. Listen closely when you hear the song. The chorus of the lyrics read, "'Cause I'm in the stars tonight, so watch me bring the fire and set the night alight." Hey. 'Cause I'm in the stars tonight, so watch me bring the fire and set the night alight. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is getting heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach shade like money. That was the first time in the world that a video was sent from space, from further than the moon, and received on Earth. It was sent from space more than three times further than the average distance between the Earth and the moon, which is 380,000 kilometers. By the way, Wikipedia says the first video transmission was on November the 7th, but the Space Show believes that the online encyclopedia is in error. We stand by the August 25 date. In all, the spacecraft travelled 6 million kilometres to reach the moon, making several small trajectory corrections on the way. The course was so accurate that some of the planned corrections were not needed. On November the 7th, as Denuri cruised in space, it again successfully sent data, such as the videos we just played, photos and text messages. The Ministry of Science and ICT and the Korea Aerospace Research Institute released the Earth's Moon Revolution photo and the Moon Passing the Earth, taken with a high-resolution camera by Denuri. The test of the space internet was declared a success. Now, Denuri went to space as far as 1.56 million kilometres, and by using gravity it was, in November, turning back to Earth and heading for the moon. As we said, it was taking the scenic route. Denuri also sent pictures of the moon's orbital process, taken once a day for a month from September the 15th with a high-resolution camera, along with the process of the moon passing in front of the Earth as viewed from distant space. Denuri also observed on October 9 a gamma ray explosion phenomena related to the birth of a black hole. Called GRB-221009A, the explosion is estimated to have occurred 1.9 billion years ago in the constellation Sagittarius. Now, when a star more than 10 times the mass of the Sun consumes all of its internal energy, it causes a supernova explosion in the final stage and becomes a black hole. The Korea Institute of Geoscience and Mineral Resources explained that the gamma ray burst observed this time was caused by the birth of a black hole in a supernova explosion. This explosion was also observed by NASA and European scientists. It is estimated that this gamma ray burst emitted an energy of 18 tera electron volts. Now, an electron volt is the energy an electron gains when accelerated by one volt. A tera electron volt is 10 to the power of 12 electron volts. The initial capture of Denuri into a highly elliptical lunar orbit occurred on December the 14th and is now being progressively circularized. The operational circular orbit will be achieved this coming Saturday, December the 31st. When entering lunar orbit, Denuri's speed approached 8,000 kilometers per hour. The general passenger planes that you've probably flown on usually fly at about 800 kilometers per hour, so Denuri was flying 10 times faster. Now, if Denuri had not slowed down on the entry manoeuvres starting on the 17th of December, it would have skimmed past the moon because of its high speed. Kim Dae-gwan, the director of Lunar Exploration Project at the Korea Aerospace Research Institute, said, and I quote, "If reverse propulsion is not done in time, it will approach the lunar orbit and pass the moon," end quote. The first entry maneuver took 670 seconds, at which point the speed was reduced to 7,500 kilometers per hour before it could be captured into lunar orbit as planned. Now, Denuri is about the size of a domestic bar refrigerator. For proper deceleration, more than half of the fuel reserved was used for entry maneuvers. Of the total mass of Denuri, which was 678 kilograms, 260 kilograms is hydrazine fuel. Of that 260 kilograms, about 168.5 kilograms was used for approach manoeuvres. That was about 65% of all fuel. Now, initially, Denuri orbited the Moon at approximately 12-hour intervals in an elliptical orbit at a distance of 109 kilometres at its closest and 8,920 kilometres at its furthest. Four additional thruster firings at three-day intervals were required to circularise the orbit at 100 kilometres above the lunar surface. Now, this orbit is polar, that is, one that crosses the north and south poles of the Moon. Why is that important? Well, the South Pole is an area targeted for the initial Artemis landings. This is the Space Show.